Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing Loki, Season 2, Episode 6, the finale, but the title is Glorious Purpose, which is the same title as the first episode of the first season, but that's neither here nor there. All that and more of this stuff we have some amount of maybe control over, who knows anymore.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I freaking called it. Sorry, I'm Jeff Randall.
Oh, is that how we're going to start it? And I'm Ash the Coffin.
I told you, Edge of Tomorrow was going to happen.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Is this the, I don't know what Edge of, Edge of Tomorrow is, the thing where he's the storyteller?
It's over and over and over and over again.
Oh, the movie, yeah. Edge of Tomorrow.
We said Dormammu, you know.
Yeah.
All the references.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dormammu, I've come to the Edge of Tomorrow to bargain.
Again and again and again.
I loved it. Ugh. But like, full
it's
spoiler
finale,
alert.
Though.
Finale. Like, I'm assuming this is the finale of the show. Like, it's over.
It really felt
think
like
it's coming back.
Yeah, that was it.
That felt like everything got tied up in a nice little tree. I mean, a bow. A nice little bow?
The Idrisil ending is just so freaking beautiful. Like, him doing everything he can to push against his family and his purpose that, like, in that family and wanting his own, like, you know, his own throne, his own purpose, but then, like, he does it, and it's sort of like he becomes a part of the mythology, you know, that is his family. You know, it just, like, there's something really beautiful about Loki, like, being the villain of the story, and then leaving the timeline, going through centuries of, like, learning and progress and growth, and then ending up being the very, like, the very story that is their world. Like, it's just so good.
God. Yeah. It went very theatrical. They went all in on this episode.
Yeah. They went all, absolutely all in. I was like, how in the hell am I going to have enough emotions for this after having watched the Marvels earlier today? And, like,
very different vibes.
They were so different, but they were still both, like, so epic and so, like, I'm pooped. I've got
and don't
I'm exhausted.
About it. Don't bring it up. Don't mention it. We're young. We're spry. We're fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We're fine. Going. This is fine.
It's only what, 7 o'clock, West Coast.
It's 8:09.
I'm never gonna get it right.
Speaking of, we're covering Loki. We did these episodes inverted. We're gonna drop this episode tonight. Hopefully very soon, to talk about our reaction to Loki. But if you're looking for our Captain Marvel reaction, it will be up tomorrow. So check that out. Yeah, just letting y'all know that if you're looking for Captain Marvel, it'll be up soon. It's already recorded. We're going to do that
soon.
One. We just got to edit them when I can.
So how about that pyramid reference?
I know. There's so much to unpack.
There's
so
much.
How do we go in order here?
Yeah, there's so much episode.
I don't know. I think we could go character by character, but really this episode is so Loki focused. Like, we got a little tag of every character, like where they end up or whatever, but really this episode is Loki. It's
he really
all
kept
about
zooming
him.
In on those Tom Ford loafers. They looked very comfortable.
I was like,
it looks so comfortable.
As he was walking up the rocky crags, I was like, those shoes don't look like they're good for off-road.
Like, the horns make sense, and then you have these cute little loafers.
Those horns! The horns so that good. Are made of that like black and gold.
Mm-hmm. Did it make you guys feel sad? I also felt like sad.
Very.
Yeah, well, like, okay. He's giving up being with friends. He's destroying this life that he thought he had. Because it's okay to break something as long as everything else can survive or you can replace it with something better. Yeah. So like he has to break his reality, basically. And then
he has to leave behind his life.
Yep.
So that it's okay to break something as long as you're leaving hope for something else. And then he realizes what he can break is his own chance at happiness or a life or friends. He gets solitude, but he gets that
throne.
Yeah. Well, he gets the throne and he takes on the burden. I can't wait to rewatch because there's so much in there. There's that wonderful thing about how
I make the hard choice. That's why I get the big chair.
For 1 second, Yarrow, I was like, you got to take Sylvie out. Like, that's where we're going with this, right? You're just going to... Just for like 1 second. Then I was like, no.
Yeah, and it was so dark. But yeah, I thought this, it was possible for sure.
We were like, I was like, oh.
If he had given her blessing, he might have. Oh my God. But her being like, no.
When she was like, you're not going to get my blessing. Like, that's what you're waiting for. No.
Damn it.
And we called it a lot of what happened with going back and seeing that moment with He Who Remains and having that conversation again. Weird, cool way. Loved it.
He just couldn't get her to do it.
And he also confirmed that the time slipping was all part of the paved road. Like all of this was part of the paved road.
Yeah. I love the way that he stops time. It's like he just turns a key in the air.
Oh, and you didn't think that we didn't have this conversation already? Booyah, in your face.
Oh.
I'm using words like that so I don't curse.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
What's his name? Who is in Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin?
No, the
Joe
the,
Pesci?
Yeah, he would say things like crikey because he's like, I curse all the time. And they keep finding me.
Oh,
so funny. I just had to be like, Gaya Gappa.
Man, I just love it.
There's so much to unpack with this. And like, it's so funny that like, this Loki, or this iteration of Loki, whatever, whenever he was in Avengers, like he wanted the throne because he wanted people to look at him in adoration. He wanted that recognition. And now... he has sacrificed everything, given of himself, so that he can sit on a throne alone with no one knowing the great things that he's doing to maintain everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And that's the thing about Loki we've learned is like what he wants versus what he like will do now to save the timeline. And like now that he has kind of come to this place of... I don't know, peace with himself and like actual goodness, I guess. I don't know. It's just really interesting because it really is like all of his like fighting as a villain seems like it was just attention seeking. You know, he just wanted his family to care about him. He wanted them to love him. He wanted people to care about him. And then in this, he got that and he didn't need a throne anymore. He just needed that. He just needed people to care about him. And then to protect those people, he decided to give it all up and just be alone forever. Guiding the timelines. Man, this is the show. This is the worst show for like, you know, when you're watching a show and your family member walks in and sits down and you're like, oh yeah, they're trying to kill that guy. He doesn't know it. Or like there's some like short synopsis you can give and you can like, whoa, I'm watching like whatever NYPD Blue and like, oh, now I get it. Like that's the bad guy. That's the good guy. There you go.
Yeah.
When my partner walked in and sat down on the couch next to me as he's climbing the rocks and turning on time again and like or lighting timelines up. And I just like, there's nothing I could say. And like,
yeah. Like, just, this what's going is on here?
Absolutely absurd. Like, there's gold is forming to the chair. Yeah. Horns are coming out of his head. Like, what is happening? It's just enjoy it.
Well, Kim was like, this is taking a real weird turn. I was like, yep. Just go with it. I don't know.
Like the tendrils of his cape were branches. Mm-hmm. Like that was so freaking cool.
It was visually very stunning. He looked like old man Loki for a second.
Yeah.
It just got very distorted. Papas! I know. It was cool.
Oh. God, it was so gorgeous.
Yeah, I wasn't totally sold on it until it became Idrisil, and then I was just like, yep, that's perfect. Yep. Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
Yep.
A tree.
God. I loved, though, that like they didn't shy away from the spaghettification of Victor Timely over and over and over again.
Yeah, then it just became like pretty. It wasn't even horrific it was, anymore.
Like they they were like, how can we stylistically do it a little bit different every time?
There was one of them where you really got his skull. Was like, you saw his skull.
Yeah, where you saw his skull like, there at the bottom of the screen. So good.
We said it had to be Loki.
And we did.
It took a very long time, centuries, to get there.
Yep. I really expected it to just be like, Victor does it 15 times, then he goes in. I did not expect him to spend centuries trying to get it right. That was really interesting. And that in itself was its own form of like sacrifice, the idea that he spent centuries learning this stuff and going over it, and now that he had all the time in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what you do with too much time. You learn, was it quantum physics? I don't know.
Everything that OB knows about engineering and physics and science and really all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematics.
I just loved all the different iterations and how like all of the struggles of the entire season, like, fell away, and it's just about him accomplishing this goal. My favorite part was when he runs and he's like, Miss Minutes, I know you're hurt. I know you're angry, but we need your help to build the loom faster.
She's like, huh?
He's like, what?
That was awesome.
So good.
I know you're hurt. Oh, man. And like the fact that Mobius was able to pick out that, like, when he's like, all right, a little faster this time. Mobius like, this time. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean this time? Here?
Him and Sylvie were on it.
Yeah. Well, they were on it, but only just each time they got a little clue, and then they had to reset again. They never really got more into it.
Oh, it's so many times.
Just the Marvel, like, patter that is in so many things. This show does it so well. Like, the trying to keep things light while dealing with really heavy things. So he's doing all this stuff, but he's still like worked in that dig when he's like trying to explain everything. And he picks up the little model and he says, I know it looks like Mobius, but it's Victor Timely. He puts it down.
Lucky you, Mobius. It's Victor. And he like runs over and like, OB made this model. It's not done. It's got one coat of paint on it. It looks perfect.
The two things they nailed this season were all of the intros and the comedy.
Yep.
I felt like every intro for every episode was amazing.
What do you mean by the intro? Like the
intro before the actual Loki thing comes up. Like today, it like went in and
it went backwards
through the it went like a backwards. It was super cool.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool. And when they went back in time, they had like the 1900s intro. You know?
Yeah, totally.
They did. They put a lot of thought into it. And the music this one, like when Loki and He Who Remains were talking, they went into like the beep-boo, beep-boo Loki theme while they were discussing something very important. And I couldn't concentrate on what they were saying because I was like, oh, there's a theme. It sounds really cool. It's like, oh no, I bet they said something really important.
He said something so important. I know. I'll have to kill you. I get it. But no, that was during the fight with Sylvie, not the conversation.
We were asking to see him so much, the He Who Remains from the end of Loki season one, and I feel like it didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, like, and not only did we get that conversational, you know, like almost impish guy, but like he got to be expanded upon and then make commentary on other versions of him.
Oh, he made fun of Victor Timely?
Yeah, when he was like, how's Victor Timely?
I was like, damn.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You know what's... We keep talking about what they could do with Kang and, like, how they could fix with their, you know, their plans and stuff. But, like, I honestly feel like they could never... Like, obviously, they couldn't have the Kang dynasty or whatever. But like the way that this ended, they could go, they could just like completely change course. You know what I mean? Like they, like he destroyed the loom. The TVA is talking about how they're going to control Kang in the future. Oh my God, and you're stuff.
So right.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like,
what if Kang like, Dynasty doesn't end up being the next?
Right, exactly. They could absolutely just rename it. And like, we think they've pointed their shot at Kang Dynasty, which they did. And then they're just like, you know what? Young Avengers. And they could just completely change course, rewrite it. They're just doing a different thing. Which Young Avengers could introduce Iron Lad, and then we get a different actor as Kang. And like, they maybe could bring back the Kang thing, but like, do a different thing. Because they said his variants are starting to pop up. But we're keeping him under control, but he doesn't know where he exists yet, right? And he's like, that's right.
Yeah.
Who's the 616 one?
That was the Quantumania.
That was Quantumania. Okay,
that was Quantumania. That it was 616 adjacent.
Adjacent. Yep. I was like, oh shit, is that Ant-Man? Okay, that's so funny.
616 adjacent realm is what he said.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's the quantum realm adjacent to 616. So
I was like,
fun.
What'd he say?
What's that?
I heard it.
Did I hear 616?
Did I hear continuity?
That's right.
Connectivity? Mm-hmm. See, now Loki, now this Loki is connected to everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the end of Secret Wars, when they need to like fix the timelines or like weave the branches together or whatever.
Oh, you're going to have to go to him.
Thor has to go to the center of Yggdrasil and like do whatever he has to do there to like fix the timelines or save the multiverse. Thor will find his brother sitting there, and what would be beautiful
on the throne,
exactly
on the throne, not just on the throne, but like holding all of them together.
Yeah,
be like, don't talk to me too fast. I have to take one like, word in at a time. I'm busy.
I am very stressed.
Well, and what's beautiful about it is you know how we jump to the future in Endgame. They go to see. They go to get the Soul Stone, and they see that that's where that villain ended up. Red Skull ended up, right?
Yeah.
It would be a very similar moment. So to anyone who didn't watch Loki, it'd be like a version of Loki ended up here, and like that's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like people who didn't watch the show would be like, this is kind of a weird and beautiful moment for the brothers to see each other again, but like they won't get the context, but it's just really beautiful. Like I love that this set piece exists of just Loki that we all know and love sitting there holding the multiverse together. God, it's pretty.
That's glorious purpose.
Well, and the glorious purpose thing, that's the thing I really want to like go back and rewatch and listen more closely to, because that whole conversation between him and Mobius about what is glorious purpose and what is purpose, he says, most purpose is more burden than glory. And he says like, but you can't avoid it just to avoid the burden. Like he talks about like someone murdering a child to save the 5,000. Basically, it's the murder baby Thanos argument again. And like, I don't know. It's interesting because like they say, who did that? Who's the person who did that? He's like, oh, it's my old partner, Renslayer.
Yeah, of course it was.
Right.
She became a judge.
But, and that's, she's the one that's responsible for you being here and all this stuff. But it's like, what, that conversation seems to have inspired him to be like, yep, purpose is burden, and this is my burden, and I'm going to take it on. Mm. But it also seems to be like, he's not going to sacrifice someone else. He's not going to be the person who's willing to sacrifice someone else to save the people. He's going to save him. He's going to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I know what kind of God I want to be for all of you. Yeah. And then he walks through the door. Like, so I'm still piecing it together. Like, what did all these, because all these conversations he has with Mobius and with Sylvie, they lead him to this decision. And I need to go back and rewatch, like, what are they saying to him that really guides him there? And I know I've got a sort of an outline of it, but I want more detail.
I can't wait to watch it as a whole.
Yeah.
Same. Now that it's all over and just power through.
TVA poster, as soon as you saw the Yggdrasil, it cut to the TVA poster of Yggdrasil and it said, we grow together.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it so much.
Everybody's still got a job.
My heart.
Everybody still
it's so important nowadays. The job security.
Yeah.
Except for Mobius.
Mobius is going home. But like, he's retiring, but where's he going to go? I was like, are you going to go?
Oh, he's going to murder that other Mobius.
He's going to murder himself. You're going to go drown that guy in your kiddie pool out back. Like, you're going to kill him, right?
He's got to take himself out and then replace himself.
I think he's just going to live a different life. Like, he can't. As far as we know, he can't, like, become the Mobius on the timeline. He can just go have a life for himself.
Yeah.
And he's just going there to see what his life would have been and see what his variant looks like on the timeline.
Yep. I'm like, thanks, Sylvie. Now I feel great. I'm glad you're here with me to see the sadness on my face when you're just like, okay, well, bye. And she just was like, see you around. I'd be like, can I go with you? No, okay. What about Reno? I've heard it's nice.
I hear it's great this time of year.
Yeah, totally.
So how about Renslayer, like, I guess ended up at the end of time in the void or whatever.
And the light.
And like we saw the flashing, like reflected on her face of Eliath, but we didn't see her die.
If anyone could like tame it. It would be her. Like, well, you're my friend. You're my familiar.
Yeah. She comes back to the TVA riding Eliath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought you said it to me.
Yeah. Yep. But when she looked over, like, to her right, there was the pyramids.
Right.
And, like, my first thought was Rama Tut.
And it's like every king's kind of into me. Let's go see.
Every king's kind of into me. Well, there's and they also look down at her feet, and there's that manhole cover, or whatever, and it said "always" on it. I'm assuming that might be from the TVA, so forever.
Yeah, it was a TVA always.
Yep.
But maybe if she opens that up, she can get down in there like they did. Maybe she gets into hiding before. Basically, they left it open to whether she's dead or alive.
Right.
So I think this is the end of Loki's story. We might get him in like Secret Wars. He's like holding the timelines together. But this seems like his glorious purpose for real.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? That means the rest of these characters are still around. The rest of the TVA is still around, still pruning. So like, I really hope. Still not necessarily pruning, but like still making sure the timelines flow.
Guiding.
Yeah, they're guiding.
Keeping it all together.
We grow together is all we really know.
Instead of like showing up on the timeline to be like, no, you're doing it wrong, kill everybody. They're just like, well, maybe to the right. Maybe if we just go to a little bit to the right instead.
Hang out and see how it goes.
So I really wonder where we'll see them pop up next. And like, will it be in a movie? Will we get a... Maybe they don't have another season of Loki, but they have a season of the TVA coming or something. Like, you know, we get more of this.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just see these agents become like the shield for this phase of the multiverse saga. You know, they're like popping in. Oh, you got a little problem here. We got to fix this. You know, you got an incursion to work on.
Oh, you need a little time travel.
Yeah.
Tempest.
Oh, man.
Problem solved. I knew they were going to do it. And I was okay with it because I was expecting it.
Just
over and over and over again.
I'm thinking like the monitoring of the Kangs, if they're sitting outside of time, if they're looking at the multiverse, then like they see all of time. If Kang is going to do something, he will have done it. Like they should be like, I'm trying to logic my way through like being outside of time and seeing the whole thing. Yeah. Like, oh, here's where it happens because that's how it's going to happen. But, like, it doesn't... They're waiting for something to change?
Well, the way we've seen it show up in this show is that there are, like, set tendrils that seem to be, like, finished timelines, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are offshoots of those that are branches that are kind of... can be new or different or... So, like, maybe they see these different versions popping up on new timelines that could eventually intersect with other timelines and do different things. That's the way they showed it visually. So, like, I guess they can see, a new branch is growing, and on that branch, this seems to be happening. We need to control for that or something.
So are there no new branches happening now that he's holding on to them? Is, like, that it?
No idea. Okay. I would think there are still new branches, but I don't know.
Ugh, a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a scaling problem.
But, like, if he needs somebody to, like, hang out with him.
Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute. You know?
I'll sit at the end of time.
Whatever. With you, yeah, I'll just sit here and hang. You want to watch Netflix? Like, what do you want to do? Just talk. You're a thousand. Like, you got
trying
stories
to focus.
That's okay. Yeah. You don't have to talk. I thought all his clothes were burning away, and then I was like, no, no. Oh God, shadows.
As soon as I saw his clothes were burning off, I was like, Ashley's going to love whatever's coming up next.
Yes. And then it was okay. It was jam jams and loafers, but he still looked good. He looked so comfortable. Like, if I'm going to sit at the end of time, it's jam jams and loafers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know? And like, if I have to wear the helmet, I'm going to jam jam and loafer it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that that chair looked very uncomfortable. Like, I would have conjured some sort of
lazy boy, like a
like a little recliner or something. You know, yeah. Nobody's gonna see it. It's a throw. Nobody's gonna see.
Oh man,
Minty Fresh 23 in chat said, "Can I just say that moment when He Who Remains starts to say, how many times have you seen this, or you know whatever it was? Like, how many times have we had this conversation? It was like." Goosebumps and happy tears and all the emotions.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. When so it jumped emotions. Back like that, I looked at Ken and go, oh. We're going to be very excited. I was like, we said this was going to happen. And after like the fourth time, he's like, hey, I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Like, we definitely nailed a lot of things, but did not. Call
we threw a wide solid. Net too. No.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, but
that's how we roll.
There were some definitely things that like we felt really strongly about that happened, but other things that like you know we weren't really expecting. I did not at all envision this sort of just we talked about him becoming. I did not think that. I heard Jeff talked about it maybe, and some of our listeners wrote in about the storyteller version of Loki in the comics that like sits at the somehow
yeah, the God
and, like,
of stories
whatever. Yeah. Like this felt like that sort of. It reminded me of like Sandman or something, like stepping outside into his own realm.
Yep.
When I saw that open up and you see the Citadel, the little rock that the Citadel floats on or whatever.
Through that tear, when you like open behind the loom.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, I thought that He Remains was about to be like, good job. You did what I paved for you. You know, like the road, literally something was the little steps.
I thought they were
going
to kill him for a second. I got a little nervous for like, 5 minutes that was going to be the end of him.
Yeah.
I was like, are we going to kill Loki? Are we going to kill Loki? Are they doing this right now?
Are they doing this? You can't do this.
I was like, oh, they're going to kill Sylvie. Huh. That's crazy.
You're like, who are they going to kill?
Then I was like, wait a minute. This I can't handle.
Take Casey, not Loki.
I mean,
and I guess the happy story ending for Victor was just like, no one puts the TVA book in his room. He's just
I guess
handle
so.
Maker.
Yeah,
that was kind of weird. I felt like Victor's so lit up by all the science and stuff. It was kind of weird that that's his sort of like we like Victor at the end. So it's weird that that's his happy ending. He doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist like that. Yeah.
That is weird. I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a lot more story untold still. So I hope
they
tried. I hope they do more.
They did try to like tie it up, but there's a lot of questions.
They tried to wrap up Loki's story, but everyone else is left kind of, there's more going on. I don't know.
I guess I didn't expect that. I guess I should have, but I thought that this would bleed more into what was to come instead of like such a, okay, Loki's just here now.
Yeah.
But I just, because I always want Loki to be involved.
Maybe he will.
Especially as a hero, like get in there. Yeah. And I wanted him and Thor to raise love and just be uncles. God damn it. Now we've taken two steps back.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
What if, oh no. So like when Thor does, because you know, it has to happen, right? Look, Thor has to go to the center of Yggdrasil and find Loki there
I
on the
sure
throne.
So.
It has to happen. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen then? Is Loki going to be like, he's been away from people for so long that
he's gonna become be like Bran. He's
gonna dissociative?
Brand oh, you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
I didn't. Or not
you got
after
me.
A bit.
You guys are saying the same thing.
Like, is he just going to be just like, I can't people anymore. I you know, I have to make the hard decision and, you know, everything is pragmatic and like no emotions.
Well, I don't think he's doing that. He's not making decisions, right?
He made the decision to go be the one on the throne and
hold
it all together.
Yeah, but he was smiling. So that's like an emotion.
But he did it. Like, so like, He Who Remains says, you have to be the one to make the hard decisions. Like, that's his whole thing. And then Loki basically says, like, no, the hard decision is I'm sacrificing myself. And then I'm basically going to stand here and be a god and allow all timelines to continue to exist and thrive. Like I'm going to destroy the loom, and that kills all the timeline, but he uses his like god powers, which are pretty extreme now with all of his power over time and space. And then he starts to like imbue those timelines back with life, because they're like, the branches are dying, and he starts grabbing them and just like infusing them with life. And so now he's holding the entire of Yggdrasil together, like imbuing it with life. Like, that's his, he's giving his life for Yggdrasil, basically. It's really pretty.
Ice giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Frost giant right there at the center of Yggdrasil.
Mm-hmm.
So
Odin would roll over in his grave.
Well, my thought is like, if Loki has become so disconnected from like reality and other people, and you know, just kind of sitting there alone, having to hold everything together, what if Thor goes with his little girl with with love, and like she, like he sees her, like, oh, this is your niece, like. They're like that connection with like, oh my god, this we have more family, like, and then he, you know, puts emotions back in him, or like he
and
reconnects.
She's adopted, he would understand.
Yeah, and he would absolutely understand, like, adopted. I was adopted.
What if little Eternity shows up and he's standing there in his glorious purpose, taking on that great burden?
Oh, and he just transfers it off to her so we can have him back. Sold.
Well, no, that's kind of what I'm thinking, but not transferred off. She's a much more powerful being than either of them. That's what if true. She says, like, you can rest now, and she grabs the timeline and like imbues it all with life for forever. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, she,
for eternity,
she lets
do
him
it.
Rest. Yeah, she's eternity, right?
I love it.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
She's like, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come have dinner, Uncle Loki? You've been here a minute. You look hungry.
You deserve a rest. Or, like, maybe he has to go back, but, like, she lets him have a break to spend time with his brother or whatever. Like, they get to, like, have a conversation and whatever.
I don't know. She's like, I can hold this for, like, an hour. You get an hour. It's like the Davy Jones thing. Like, once every 10 years, he can go on land.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if her name's Eternity. Like, I wonder if she does have, like, time... type of powers, or like the or view of time, or view of like the multiverse. Like, I wonder if that's part of her power set, so that maybe she's useful in this multiverse saga in a way, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And can Loki, I guess Loki can always have that power now. He can just go back and forth in time.
Well, he never really got to where he could control going anywhere. He just got to where, like, he could go in his timeline. So
that's true.
I don't know. Just depends on, and if he always needed to do what he did, he doesn't want to change that. Does that make sense? Like, he's,
yeah.
If he wanted to set the timeline free, now if he goes back and changes it again, he might like undo the things, the path that he finally took. His Groundhog Day was ended perfect, and he wants to keep it that way.
All the way back to Thor 1 and just like start over. And then we could just do all the movies again with just a different villain.
Yeah. Ashley just wants Tom Hiddleston back.
I want them all everything. Back.
Yeah. Well, this was amazing. This is an amazing last thing for him. And for Owen Wilson was awesome in it. Sylvie was awesome. B-15, like, the entire cast was freaking killer.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was meaningful.
Heartfelt.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm really, really happy.
I love found family stuff.
I know it.
Found family makes so much more sense. It's the ones you choose.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that probably wraps us for this reaction cast, but we're going to be back. Like I said, tomorrow we'll have a Captain Marvel reaction dropping sometime in the afternoon. And we'll have on Monday, we'll be recording our feedback cast for probably both of those things. So
yeah,
write in
your
feedback. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week.
MCUcast@gmail.com.
That's right. That's right. We will be back soon, guys. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
Hey, you just listened to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast from Stranded Panda. I really hope you liked it. Let me just say a big thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/mcucast. You are the lifeblood of our little operation here, and a huge, huge thank you to our insanely generous Illuminati tier patrons, Walter Kreisky III, Lieutenant Bongo, and Jazz Viz. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to see our beautiful faces, you can catch a video version of many of our episodes at youtube.com/strandedpanda. Love you 3000, my friends.